some general ways to turn ugly duckling emotions into swans. First.
Good evening, my lovely listeners. It is 8 p.m. and you are listening to The Pantheon at CFRC 101.9 FM. I'm your host, Madeline, and I'm here every Thursday with new music for your listening pleasure. Each week, I select a genre, movement, or idea as that episode's theme and carefully select music to match. This week's theme is Rise of the Synth, and if you can't already tell by the title, it's all about the synthesizer. We'll be going on a non-linear adventure through time, looking at songs and artists that revolutionized the synthesizer, and artists that still incorporate it into their work to this day. For those who need some catching up, the synthesizer is, in barest terms, an electronic instrument that generates audio signals. Early versions of the synth made their way to America in the mid-20th century with instruments like the Moog synthesizer, developed by American engineer Robert Moog and first sold in 1964. It was truly popularized by artists like Giorgio Moroder, known as the father of disco, and who we'll be hearing from later on in the show. And then it was brought to the mainstream in the 80s with the rise of new wave and bands like New Order, Depeche Mode, and Tears for Fears. The song that you just heard was a remix of Sea Lion from the Canadian artist and member of Broken Social Scene, Feist. While Broken Social Scene mainly focuses on indie folk and rock music, Feist's solo career shows a different side of her musical artistry that plays with avant-garde and synth-pop, making for an interesting juxtaposition between her two musical roles. Up next is Digital Versicolor by Glass Candy, who use synth to create a low bouncing beat that grounds the wispy vocals. Take a listen. We'll be right back. What you just heard was the 1987 track We Run by Vancouver-based band Strange Advance. Up next is Uncivilized by the dark synth-pop duo Psyche. Take a listen.
Luxury.
That was Camera Shy by the Ontario-based new wave band Spoons. Up next is a new track by Mara Katria, a reworking of Modern English's 1982 track Dawn Chorus. Katria has added her own dark electronic feel to the song and has turned it into something completely new. Here is Dawn Chorus reworked by Mara Katria. Once again, that was Dawn Chorus by Mara Katria in Modern English. Up next is a remix of music producer Daniel Avery's track Neon Pulse, Take a listen.
Thank you.
That was Come Closer, a new track from the Norwegian singer-songwriter and producer Aurora. Now that we've taken a look at some of the newer applications of the synth, the last few songs of the night will really focus on the pioneers of the synthesizer and look at how they paved the way for future electronic music. Up next is Shout by Tears for Fears. Formed in 81 by Kurt Smith and Roland Orzabal in Bath, England, Tears for Fears went on to become an incredibly influential synth band of the 80s, with massive hits like Everybody Wants to Rule the World and Shout, which I'll be playing for you momentarily. In my opinion, Shout encapsulates that dark, grungy electronic feeling perfectly. Here is Shout by Tears for Fears.
I'm not afraid to
Once again, that was Shout by Tears for Fears. Up next is Policy of Truth by the quintessential synth band Depeche Mode. They truly need no introduction, so I'll let them take it away. Once again, that was Policy of Truth by Depeche Mode. And up next, to rival their influence over synth is New Order with their track Bizarre Love Triangle. Now, I know what you're thinking. No Blue Monday? And my answer, no Blue Monday. You've all heard Blue Monday. You don't need to hear it again. Here, instead, is Bizarre Love Triangle. Take it away, New Order.
Alive.
Once again, that was Bizarre Love Triangle by New Order. We just have one more song left on this week's episode of The Pantheon, Rise of the Synth. Once again, I'm your host Madeline, and I'm here every Thursday at 8 p.m. with new themes and strong opinions for your listening pleasure. Closing us off tonight is one of the major pioneers of the synthesizer, Italian composer and producer Giorgio Moroder, with his 76 track, Nights in White Satin, Part 1. Take a listen, and I'll see you next week.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present a selection from local rock band Cassador's new album entitled Mama Might Have Raised a Fool. The new album, released on November 4th, is Cassador's third full-length. It blends the nostalgia of early 2000s indie rock with modern influences. Throughout, Cassador delivers a locally created and written 10-song album that comes out swinging with cheeky, down-to-earth, and worn-around-the-edges straight-up rock. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visitkingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Mama Might Have Raised a Fool by Cassador on your favorite platforms and enjoy a selection from it called Big Man Keen right now here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
The best radio station we've ever heard.
Wouldn't it be cool if you could volunteer with Canada's oldest campus radio station? Well, sign up to volunteer with CFRC 101.9 FM today. We're always looking for new volunteers, and we offer a free training program, so no experience in radio production is necessary. You can start your own radio show or podcast, contribute to our news collective, help us sort through music sent to us by record labels and artists, help plan events, record PSAs for us, and even more. Reach out to our programming manager, Alex Fernandez, via email at programs@cfrc.ca for more information, or visit our website at cfrc.ca/volunteer and sign up today.